You're listening to the Travel Geniuses podcast for travel agents who love planning vacations for their clients, but wish the business side of things was just a little bit easier. This is episode 58. Is your business growing slower than you want? Maybe that's a good thing. Hey, Travel Geniuses, Christy here. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the podcast. I'm going to let you know if I sound a little awkward in this episode. It is because I procrastinated too long on this, and now my husband is done with work, and he's sitting in the other room. I don't really have a proper door on my office, and I've mentioned before how I feel super uncomfortable and awkward when people are home recording episodes. So yeah, I'm just trying to push through it. But if I sound quieter or just not as energetic as I normally am, not that I'm very energetic, but if I just sound a little awkward, that is why. So before I get into the topic for this episode, I did want to talk a little bit about my newsletter. I never, hardly ever send anything out. I get ideas that I'm super excited about, but written content is a little harder for me. I used to want to be a writer, actually. So it's not that, it's just that it takes so much time, like figuring out how to say things in the written word and get my point across and get the tone across and all of that. It just takes so much more thought and effort for me. Some of you might be fine with that, but even a simple email, I know I've mentioned before, can take me a half an hour. Something that would take you like 3 minutes. It literally would take me half an hour to do. So I just really struggle with that. And when I get good ideas, I procrastinate on it because it's not something I enjoy anymore. It just takes so much energy. Whereas something like the podcast, where I can just talk it out, that is sometimes a lot easier for me. And I was thinking about it the other day because I had this great thought that I wanted to share with you all. It wasn't enough for a podcast episode, but I kept putting it off because I didn't want to use the energy to type it all out. And I thought, I wonder if I could do an audio newsletter. So I think I'm going to try that. I'm just going to see how it works. I think I can do sort of a private podcast, so only people subscribed to my list will get access. So my whole point is, if you're interested in seeing how that works out, go ahead and sign up for the newsletter, travelgeniuses.com/newsletter, and you can sign up and hopefully I will have the first one ready to go. And we'll see. I did try to record one last week and it ended up being like 10 minutes long, which isn't a whole lot shorter than some of my podcast episodes. So it may just end up being a podcast episode, but we will see how it works out. So anyway, travelgeniuses.com/newsletter, and you can sign up for the newsletter if you're not already and see how that whole audio newsletter works out. All right. So this week, or in this episode, what I wanted to talk about is the fact that it is okay and often good and a benefit to you when your business grows slowly versus maybe what your initial thoughts and plans and hopes were for your business was that you would tell people you're a travel agent and within weeks you're fully booked, you're booking 10 vacations a month, all to like exclusive high-end resorts and African safaris and things like that. And then the reality is nobody contacts you for weeks and months. And if they do, it's like, can you match this price that Costco offered me? Or can you help me plan a road trip to Idaho to see my family, or help me find the cheapest flights to Chicago for Christmas vacation, whatever it is. It's not the stuff of your dreams. And I know that there are a lot of people just joining the industry right now, which to those of you who have been in this for a while must think that's completely crazy, but there are a lot of new people entering the industry. And I actually started just after 9/11, which up until this point was one of the worst things to happen to the travel industry. COVID has been a million times worse as far as its effect on our industry, but people just want a change and jump into something that they think is going to be more fun. And it can be more fun if you set things up the right way. And that's actually the whole point of the Travel Geniuses podcast and everything I do. But anyway, I know there are a lot of new people to the industry, but even some of you veterans or a lot of you veterans, I know, have been just waiting for travel to open up and waiting for business to pick up. And maybe you're hearing stories from other agents who are crazy busy, phones are ringing off the hook, lots of new clients and business and trips that they're planning, and you're wondering why your phone isn't ringing and are maybe feeling a little discouraged. And that's the reason for this episode. And even if your phone is ringing like crazy and you're not feeling like things are slow, I still think you'll get some good things out of this episode. So I encourage you to listen, even if you don't think it applies to you. But I just wanted to offer some encouragement for those of you who are in a time when things are just a lot slower than you wanted them to be or want them to be or thought they would be, and are maybe feeling a little discouraged, because there are a lot of benefits when that happens. So I'll cover those in a minute, but I do want to start by saying, if you find yourself in that position, if you're either just starting out or are trying to restart your business after this long COVID shutdown, and I know things are still really up in the air, so I'm not meaning this to sound like everything's back to normal now. I know it's far from it. But if things are a little slower than you wanted, one of the first things I would tell you to do is keep or get another source of income for the time being. Get a part-time job, deliver for Uber Eats or something. I don't know how all that works, so I'm not recommending that necessarily as an income. But if you don't already have another source of income, I would really encourage you to get something to at least make sure that you're able to get your bills paid and keep food on the table. Like, maybe there's not a lot of extra money for just buying anything you want and going on crazy trips and stuff, but just take that pressure off of your business to have to pay the bills, because that leads to a lot of desperation. And when you're desperate, people can pick up on that and it's kind of a turnoff. Just like in dating, if you're like desperate to meet somebody and find a partner, people just kind of sense that desperation in you. And that's why as soon as you let go of that desperation and decide you're okay on your own, things like suddenly next year you're married, if that's what you were wanting. The same is true in business and anything. When you're desperate for the sale, when you're desperate for that booking to come in, people will pick up on that, and subconsciously it will make them not feel super comfortable working with you sometimes. It also, when you're feeling desperate, is extra tempting to take on bookings that you know you shouldn't. That jerk that sent you an email is like super demanding before they even start working with you, or somebody who's like got $1,000 budget for a week in Hawaii for a family of seven. Those people who want the, you know, the weekend cruise bookings for $300 or $400. I don't even know what the price on those is anymore, but that's what it was a few years ago. But those bookings that you know aren't going to make you any commission, things that are not in your niche, that you're not comfortable with. If you don't do destination weddings, somebody calls to do a destination wedding, that could be super, super tempting. But there's a good chance, if you're not familiar with that and haven't been studying that and don't have connections and resources to help you with that, there's a good chance you will screw something huge up and ruin your reputation and ruin your chance for a relationship with somebody long term. So there are a lot of good reasons to take that pressure off of your baby business and get another, like I said, a part-time job, some sort of gig work. If you have somebody else who's helping you pay the bills, whatever it is, just do what you can and what you need to take the pressure off of your business for now, until things start to pick up a little bit and things start to grow and you're busy enough to pay your bills easily with your business. Okay, so assuming you're in that space, because I don't want anybody thinking I'm telling them to starve or not pay their bills in the next months as you grow your business. So I just want to make sure before we start that, you know, I'm assuming you've got some other way to pay your bills right now and are not relying just on your travel income. Another reason, and those of you who have been in the industry know this, and even if you're new, you should know this by now, that in travel, you don't get paid when you do the work. So if you book a trip next week, you're not going to get paid for that for 6 months, a year or more, until the person travels. So it's not really something that you can start 1 month and start earning a living the next month, unless you're charging pretty good vacation design fees. So just make sure you have some sort of income and way to make sure you keep a roof over your head and food on the table in the meantime. Okay, so now let's talk about why it's good, even if it doesn't feel like it in the moment, when things are slower, when it takes a little longer to get things moving and to grow your business than you had hoped it would. The first is that it gives you space to learn. Not just learn, I'm not talking about sitting on webinars because that is not a way to grow your business. I just mean learning what you like and what you don't like. Maybe you're starting out and you think you're going to just sell all these all-inclusives or cruises or safaris to Africa, and you start booking them and it turns out you really hate those kinds of vacations, or you've decided to work with families and turns out you do not like having to figure out where the kids are going to find food that they'll like or how to find connecting rooms, researching kids clubs and activities that kids would enjoy and all of that. You thought you would love it and you just find it really tedious. If things had taken off like crazy and like you had hoped, you would have all these relationships built on that type of travel, all these travelers and past clients based on that type of vacation, and your next several months of vacations that you're booking would be those types of vacations. And now you're stuck with that. Like, once you start taking a certain kind of booking and a certain type of clientele, it's hard to get out of that because they might refer you or they're going to want to come back to you if you've done your job well. And it just starts snowballing, which is great if you've made the right choices in the beginning and they're the exact type of client that you would like to work with. But if it turns out that you don't like booking that type of vacation and don't like working with that type of client, now you're kind of stuck and the snowball is just burying you alive instead of turning into something that you love. So it gives you a chance to learn what you like and decide who and what you want to book and work with in the future. It also helps you learn what's sustainable, how long things will take, what makes a big impact and impression on your clients, and what things are a waste of time and resources. When you're a brand new agent, you don't know how long it's going to take to plan a 2-week driving trip in Italy, or how long it's going to take to book a 7-day cruise, even a short 3 or 4 day cruise. There's a lot that goes into it that when you're just starting out, you just have no idea how long you're going to end up on hold, what things you're going to have to call in about, what things can be done online. And you may think, oh, I can knock this out in an hour. And even if my commission is only $100, that's still $100 an hour. That's great. Turns out it's going to take you 5 or 10 hours to do that. And even if you're just restarting, all these changes with COVID, different regulations in other countries, people canceling, sorting out COVID tests for people, all of that stuff. Things are different now. And what used to take you a couple of hours to do might now take you several days, several long days. So starting slow or restarting slow gives you the opportunity to gauge how long things are taking so you don't end up in a situation where you've got a ton of people you've promised to help plan their vacation and nowhere near enough time. So that's the first thing. The other thing is with extra inclusions and things that you want to do to add additional service for your clients. Maybe your plans are to give them a list if you book Disney, if that's your specialty, sending them a list of all the rides their 4-year-old will be tall enough to go on, or booking meal reservations, all of that stuff that takes a lot of time and effort. That may be something that you're promoting and offering as an inclusion in your services. And then it turns out after you do that a few times, you realize that you're making $5 or $10 an hour with all of that stuff included, and it's just not sustainable. Booking and starting slowly gives you the opportunity to learn all of that, to learn how long things are going to take and what you can realistically do. So not only can you help make sure that you're profitable, but also making sure you're not taking on more bookings than you can physically handle. It also gives you the space to learn which things your clients appreciate and what things they really don't care that much about. Maybe you're including that service where you create a list of the rides that their toddler can go on at Disneyland, and you tout that on your website, and that's one of your big selling points. And then you realize that your clients don't really care about that. Maybe one in 10 finds that valuable, but the rest never use it. Well, now you've committed to that. And so now you have to do it for everybody when there's really no benefit to you or your clients to do that. So again, when things start slow or restart slow, it gives you the space to just kind of pay attention to how long things are taking and evaluate what's worth doing and what isn't. And if it turns out that it's taking so much time that it's not profitable, or you can't serve as many clients as you thought you could while including those services, it gives you the space to pivot, which is my next benefit of things starting slower, is it does make it much easier to pivot and make changes versus when you have 50 or 100 or several hundred clients already who are using your services and are coming back again and again and are sending you referrals. It can be really hard to walk some of those things back. So fees and things that you're doing and services that you're providing for your clients. I know it's scary to charge fees when you're first starting out. I do have a couple of episodes about that, so I'll link those in the show notes. But it's also hard when you're an experienced agent and already have a lot of clients who have been booking with you for years to go back to them and tell them that a service that you've been providing for free, you're now going to start charging for. It's necessary and it can be done, but I know it feels difficult no matter what position you're in. If you're a new agent, oftentimes you might feel like, I'm not that experienced. I have no business charging a fee. And I do cover that in those episodes. You are still, even if you're taking a lot longer to do things, even if you aren't as expert as some experienced agents, you are still providing a service that is valuable. You're saving people time and stress by helping them plan their vacation. So you absolutely can charge a fee when you're just starting. But I know that that feels scary. And I know that on the flip side, when you're an experienced agent, it can feel really scary to go back to those clients that you have and tell them that you're now charging fees. And I know from either side of that scenario, it's very tempting to look at the other side and think, oh, it's so much easier for them. But it's not. It's hard and uncomfortable sometimes, no matter where you sit on that. But it is doable. And it's also easier to do when you have fewer clients that you're saying that to. And same goes for extra services. If you've been offering all these extra services and you've realized it's either cut those services out or close down my business, and you have to go back and tell people, I know I've always done this for you, but I'm just not able to sustain it anymore. It's easier when you don't have a bunch of clients that you've already promised that to and who are counting on that. And I did mention this earlier, but this also helps when you are changing your niche or some of your specialties around and deciding, I don't want to specialize in this anymore. Even changing your business from like deciding you're going to work with more high-end bookings, more profitable bookings, more expensive bookings, for lack of a better word. It feels kind of gross to say that, but there's no shame in wanting to have a profitable business. You need a profitable business in order to serve anyone. If you're not making any money and you have to like lose your mind and have a mental breakdown because you've overworked yourself, or close your business because it's not making anything and you're better off going and getting a job somewhere else, that's not serving anybody. So you have a responsibility to make sure that you have a profitable business. That's a totally separate topic. But my point is, if you are at a point where you realize the more budget bookings are not serving me well, and I can't sustain my business when I do that, I really have to change my focus and only take bookings that are earning me more money. It's easier to do that when you're only letting go a few clients versus if the bulk of your business is built on those less expensive vacations. First of all, there's more people that you're having to feel like you're letting down. And second of all, it is much scarier to let go of half or 75% of your business than it is if it just represents a handful of bookings at that point. So starting slow gives you so many opportunities to really take a look at your business and what you're offering and what you're doing and what's profitable and what's not, how long things are taking, and then make those changes when you need to so that you do end up with a business that you love and you deserve that and it's possible, but it does require that you take the time and really look at things and make some hard decisions and make changes. And that's one benefit for those of you who are in a situation right now where things aren't growing as quickly as you wanted. It makes it much easier for you to make those changes. And then the final benefit, at least in this episode, at least that I have on my list right now, to your business growing or restarting slowly, is that it gives you the opportunity to set up systems and processes and automations for the things you do on a regular basis. When things are really busy, it's very hard to take the time away from your business to set up some sort of system or process or automation that you know will pay off in the long run and save you time and money in the long run. But right now it's taking you an extra 10 hours and you don't have that because you have all these clients waiting for you to help them design their vacations. When things are slower, you first of all have more attention, you have more space to notice things that you could automate and set processes up around. So I talked earlier about creating a sheet for your clients with a list of rides that their toddler could go on at Disneyland. If you had the time, I don't know if this is possible. I haven't thought this through right, but I'm just using this as an example. It might be possible to create some sort of spreadsheet or use some sort of technology tool so you can just type in their height in inches and a list automatically populates. So instead of you spending an hour putting that together, it could take 2 minutes. And then that is a service and a benefit to working with you that doesn't take you much time because you had the time and space to think about, oh, this is something I really want to offer to my clients, but it's definitely taking too much time. Is there a way I can automate it? You have to find the tool. You have to set up the system. You have to enter all the information in there. So that's something that you wouldn't necessarily have time for and probably wouldn't feel like you had time for if your business had taken off the way you hoped it would in the beginning. This is something that's much easier to do when things start slowly. You don't have to leave all of this up to chance. And I know after listening to me give all the benefits of things starting slow, a lot of you are probably sitting there thinking, oh, I hope my business grows really slowly, or oh, I wish my business was going slow right now. And of course, I'm joking. There's probably nobody out there thinking that. But if you want to give yourself some of the space and freedom to make some of these changes and decisions in your business and give yourself the space to really evaluate things, you can decide the pace that your business grows and moves. If you start to notice that you're feeling a bit burned out, you're having to work 12 plus hours a day just to keep up with things, and you're feeling really overwhelmed and not enjoying your business and wishing things would slow down, just do it. You can decide, I will only take this number of new vacation requests per month, and just stick to that and let people know. I know it can feel scary, but there's a really good chance that doing this is just a side benefit to it. It will create demand for your services and that scarcity mindset in people, like, oh, if I don't call them to reserve my spot for this month, I may not be able to use them for my next vacation. People want what they can't have. So knowing that there's limited supply versus thinking that they can just call you whenever and you're going to be available to them to help them plan their vacation really might help you build that demand for your services and in turn give you an opportunity to raise your fees as well. No, I'm not saying lie. I can't stand those marketers who say there's a limit on something and there really isn't. They're just doing it to create the scarcity mindset in people and make people worried that they're going to run out of their product when it's a digital product and they have unlimited supplies of them. That drives me crazy. So don't do this if you're not really going to stick to it. And if you don't mean it, of course you can adjust it as you go, but don't say I'm only taking 3 a month and then you take 10. Do this only if you really mean it. I did this recently with Travel Genius websites. I was feeling it's a fairly new project for me, a new platform. And so I'm just learning how long things are going to take and working through all of the things I've talked about in this episode, working on systematizing things and automating what I can and figuring out how to make certain tasks a lot faster and easier to do. So things were taking a lot longer than I thought they would. And I found myself feeling really overwhelmed and almost dreading checking my email, like hoping I didn't get another website inquiry because I just felt so overwhelmed already. And I was like not conscious about it, but I just had this pit in my stomach every time I checked my email. And suddenly I thought, this is silly. I can limit it if I want. Like, I don't have to take on everything that comes my way the minute it comes in. So I did limit it to just 2 a month right now until I get all my stuff worked out, make sure things are working smoothly and as efficiently as possible, and then I will increase it. But you can do the same thing. It's your business. You get to make the rules. And remember I said in the beginning, I want you to make sure you have enough to pay your bills, keep a roof over your head, keep food on the table, keep the electricity on. So make sure all of that's taken care of first. And then like, maybe, you know, I need this number. Let's just do some, I'm not really thinking about these numbers, but say you normally take 10 bookings a month and you are feeling really overwhelmed by that and you want to dial it back. How many do you need to pay your bills? Like, what do you need to just get by? Stick to that. And then just work through that for a while and say it's 4. Just do 4 bookings a month for the next 6 months or so until you are systemizing, have made the changes you want. Maybe you have some extra time in your schedule, and then you can be picky with the 4 that you take. And that's one way to sort of pivot your business into a direction that's more profitable for you. Maybe I'll do another episode about that topic, because I think it's one thing to, I feel like I've told you a lot, like, to pivot your business and make sure it's profitable, but we haven't really talked about how to practically do that. And I know it's something that feels a little scary, so maybe I will explore that topic. And if you're interested, shoot me an email and let me know. If there's enough interest, then I'll definitely make that happen. So anyway, you can purposely slow things down. And I know that sounds crazy, but hopefully after listening to this episode, you can see the benefit of that. And if your business is just naturally growing slowly, appreciate that and be thankful. Think about all the things in your life you thought you wanted so badly. Like, think of all the ex-boyfriends and girlfriends that you definitely thought you were going to marry and were heartbroken when that didn't happen. I bet now you look back and are like, oh, thank God. I had no idea what I was asking for. And I'm really glad that didn't work out. The same could be true with your business. It may not feel like a blessing or a good thing right now, but I think in a couple of years, you will look back and be very grateful that things didn't take off and blow up the minute you published your website and told people you were a travel agent. You can someday be grateful for the slow growth. If this has helped at all, please let me know. Those are my favorite emails to get when somebody has gotten some sort of aha or benefit from listening to the show. I do have my book of proof right here, so it does, all those comments and emails go in there, and reviews for the show on iTunes. If you haven't already, if you enjoy the show and find it beneficial, I would love for you to leave me a review on iTunes. I print those out and put them in my book as well, but it also helps other agents find the podcast and benefit from it too. And one last reminder, if you want to see how my experiment with the audio newsletter goes, sign up at travelgeniuses.com/newsletter. And that's it for this episode. I will see you next time. Until then, have a great week.